Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening. The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hi, I'm Christy. Welcome to the Portland Arms for Heat 3 of the Cambridge Band Competition. This week is the last of the under-18s heats. We'll bring you coverage of the under-18s finals next week. And it's another round for the over-18s. The winner of the heat will go through to the final, which is at the Cambridge Junction on Friday 27th of April. In addition to the heat winners, the act that has the loudest recorded audience cheer for their performance compared to all other acts will also go through to the finals. But first, four more acts battle it out for a place in the under-18s final. First, it's The Cells, a three-piece indie rock band from Cambridge.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Tom.
Oh, okay, so how did you all meet? Do you all go to the same college?
We're all at Hills Road, and we sort of met there. Like, Tommy's in my music tech. I went to secondary school with Tom, so.
And how long have you been a band for?
About 6 months, 5 months. Can't really count it.
I forgot to ask, what's the band name?
The Cells.
And where did that name come from then?
I think it's Tom's favourite street or something,
yeah.
Cambridge, but he mispronounced it or something.
Yeah.
Favourite street?
Yeah.
Basically, there's a street called Sale Street, and well, it's spelt like Searle, so I thought it was Searle Street, and I'm quite fond of that street. Like, you know, when I'm coming home from a night out, that's where I'll be. Got a place in my heart. So, the Searles, the Searles, whatever.
Emotional about.
Yeah, very emotional.
An emotional street. Okay, cool. And so, how did you all learn to play your instruments? Like, did your parents get you music lessons? Did you learn at school? What was your inspiration?
I got lessons at the start. It was like classical guitar, and then secondary school I started doing more like rock school grades, but after a while it got a bit boring, like learning tracks and that, so I just started like playing on my own stuff, like looking YouTube videos, like finding people to play with, like Tom and Tommy. Yeah.
Both of my parents are music teachers, so kind of grown into it, you know, and then discovered drums, started playing that, moved across the keys and stuff, make my own stuff.
I'm not as musical as those two, but I just picked up the bass, not because it's easier, but you know, some might say it is, but you know, I thought playing in a band would be fun, and it's good fun, so that's turned out quite well.
Who would you say the leader of the band was if you had to pick someone?
Pat.
Why?
It started off with, like, I've got a SoundCloud and I recorded an album by myself, so I recorded all the tracks, and then we sort of joined it from that. So, yeah.
Perfect. And who would you say your biggest inspiration was collectively?
No idea. I'm sorry.
Okay, give me one each.
Glenn Taylor.
I can't argue with Glenn Taylor, but yeah. Oh, right, okay. Yeah, no, but also Courtney Barnett. She's Australian singer.
Carsey Headress.
I'm going to say Ben Howard.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, this next song's a bit different because our drummer's got a synth. This is basically to justify him spending £800 on it, so. Clouds he'd come.
God took his leave, I followed pursuit. We were racing across the colored cues. His insane friend tried to raise a few, but I got through to a corridor. The road lift and a stair, and we rushed to the lift, but he sunk down before I could get there. Much too hard to understand, so we've come this far for worry's sake. Then it's hard to see the good and bad when you take your own life away. So we've come this far for worry's sake. But it's hard to see the good and bad when you take your own life away. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoyed that sound. And second up, we've got Influx of Insanity here, a two-piece progressive rock metal band, also from Cambridge.
Yeah. stumble and cut, the wind bites me. I feared the mocking, but I lost the key. The teaching and preaching, they're not the same thing. The difference is, one's now a sin.
Thank you! That was Scaffold of Minds. Hey, thanks for all, you know, clapping along, not leaving us all on the road to play to an empty room.
Okay, so there is only two of you in the band, so technically are you a duet, do you reckon?
Nah. We'll call ourselves a band, I don't know. Because you know, duet, you get like put with like violin, two pieces or whatever. Yeah.
And what are your names and ages?
So I'm Dom. I'm 14.
And I'm Ollie, and I'm 15.
Do you go to the same school or college?
Yeah, we're from Cotton Village College.
And what instruments do you play?
I play guitar and occasionally do some backing vocals. And stuff.
Yeah, I play drums and main vocals.
How did you guys learn that? Did you learn it at school, or did your parents get you music lessons? Where did you get to learn these instruments?
I think I played the piano, hated it, quit. Then I saw, I was in another band and I was just the singer. And then I saw Josh, the drummer, playing drums, and I was just like, I want to pick up the sticks. Yeah.
Well, I've always had some guitar lessons from various teachers, but I kind of like, the heavier stuff I kind of developed by myself and just... Like saw some stuff on the internet and just, you know, learned as much as I could about it.
Yeah, listening by ear.
Self-taught is a really good way to go, I think, because I think you learn the most that way because you're doing it all yourself. Yes. And so what would you say your biggest inspirations are?
I'd say bands like Tosca, Tesseract, Periphery, Animals as Leaders, yeah.
They sound cool. And what would you describe your style as if you had to describe it in one word? It can be any word. Think of it as like onomatopoeia.
Van the Cam.
One more time.
Just like, oh, it's just this running joke with gent, which is this kind of subgenre of metal, which is just kind of ones and zeros binary on it.
Okay, that sounds cool. And where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years? Where do you want to be?
God, I think we'll just be doing what we've, what we enjoy, you know, just playing gigs, making music, writing tunes.
How many gigs have you played so far?
Probably 20 gigs?
20, yeah, something like that.
20, whereabouts have they been apart from here?
Yeah, so played at the Portland a few times, yeah. Relevant Records, The Junction.
The Apex in Bury St Edmunds.
Yeah, the Hunter Club. And The Junction.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, it sounded great and it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Thanks so much. That one's a good one. Third up, we've got The Bats here, indie three-piece band. They're also from Cambridge.
Hello, we're The Bats. That's Jamie, he tried to play guitar and failed, so he's playing drums. Ambrose tried to play guitar and forgot the other two strings, so he's playing bass. And I'm playing guitar, hopefully well.
Don't have problems with you when being a rizzle, now you don't care. Admit that you would even dare to tell your own name here. Pop Town. Factory made. Made for you. Juicing and complicated. It's a name here. It's a name
Rose DeSwasson's page, I'm 16 years old.
Jamie Bateman, 15 years old.
Johnny Carmurphy, 15 years old.
And together you are?
The Bats.
And how long have you been together as a band?
3 years so far.
And how did you all learn to play your instruments? Did you learn at school?
Well, I started off playing guitar in like year four time, then I decided that like everyone else was playing guitar, I wanted to play something different, and I decided to start playing the drums.
That's cool. And who would you say inspiration is for the band? Like where your music comes from the most?
The Beatles. Always the Beatles.
Who writes all the songs? It's a
collective effort all the time.
So if you had to pick a leader, you're telling me you couldn't pick someone?
It's a democracy.
And you won best hat?
Of course, every time.
And how did you feel about that?
Great, I have a collection.
And is this your favourite one? Did you wear it especially for today?
I thought I'd stand out a bit.
What sort of a hat is it?
Bowler hat, yeah.
Yeah, just so that everyone knows, because obviously no one will be able to see. Okay, so which school do you go to? Whereabouts are you guys from? Do you all go to school together?
Yeah. Impington Village College.
Okay, and where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
Hopefully, we're aiming for the Junction soon. And then after that, we're probably going to be collaborating a bit.
You're the second band to say the Junction. It must be the place to be at the moment, I guess. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure. And last but not least, after the Bats, we've now got Limited Time, a four-piece originals band who are also from Cambridge.
We're out the end of the line. We're so behind, and we're Thank you. Very, very, very close scoring. But the winner for today's heat is Influx of Insanity.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Unfortunately, no one came with a higher score this week on the cheer than last week. So last week's cheer winner, The Hungry, will go forward to join the rest of the finalists next week. But thank you all for playing here today. You've been amazing. Thank you.
You're listening to the Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105 Radio. We're now going to go in with the over 18s. First up on the stage is New Fears, a two-piece band from Cambridge and Essex. They're combining a mixture of modern alternative rock and soft 80s synth wave.
It's Ollie.
My name's Robin.
And together you are?
New Fears.
And whereabouts are you guys actually from?
Not far away. We're from pretty much Saffron Walden. About 20 minutes.
And do you live in the same area?
Yeah, we live like just sort of around the corner from each other, so it's...
And how did you guys come together as like a duo or a band?
We've been in a band for years with other people because we know each other from school, so it's been a long time.
And how did you come as just you two after being in a band?
Because other people kept leaving us.
And why is that? Don't say it's because you're bad, because you're in the Cambridge Band Competition, you've got to be really good.
Just too many big egos.
So you'd say you two are the humble guys, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
And how would other people describe your music?
Well, I don't know how other people describe it, but I said we're probably more sort of like an new age sort of 80s sort of rock, I suppose. Kind of like similar to like The Killers, I suppose, and things like that, yeah.
Okay, and what are your inspirations?
Mine is Muse. Always Muse.
Well, I started liking sort of heavier music sort of back in the day, but then I sort of mellowed out as I've gotten older and more senile. So Muse is a big inspiration for me as well, and like The Killers and even bands like System of a Down, I suppose, like heavier bands like that. But
so what instruments do you two play? How do you make it work on stage?
Well, I mainly play guitar and I'm lead vocals, but then
I sort of do a smattering of other things. So I'll be tonight I'm on keys, bass and drums.
All at the same time or?
If only. Instead of saves me getting up and down, yeah.
So essentially you're a two-man band, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And are you looking to add people in the future? Or are you just gonna stay as you two and tour around?
It depends largely how tonight goes and what people think, really. It's easy for us to say how it sounds and how we think it should sound, but if it doesn't come across well, then we'll look for another person.
What are your biggest 80s influences?
I think for me, I think bands like New Order. See, I'm really cheesy 80s, so but I don't want to say it because I know you'll...
Say it!
You'll definitely hate it. Like Aha, Duran Duran, things like that.
But do you think they'd be proud?
Probably not.
This song is a song that we are recording at the moment and should be online in the next few weeks, and it's called One. Thank you.
on the run from something, or chasing after shadows from a thousand miles away. They'll never hear the words that haunt her. I can't release her. I cannot be the one, and I can't believe her. With one breath, she's mine, but then she's gone away from this obsession with you. My mind's lost count of every second chance.
You're always on the run,
she's always on the run,
or chasing after answers
that will tear your world apart, but never heal the wounds that haunt you. I can't release her, and I cannot be the one, and I can't believe her. With one breath, she's mine, but then she's gone again.
That was something different and I enjoyed it. Next up, we've got Saving Scarlet, female-fronted alternative melodic rock band from Haverhill.
Dave.
Lisa.
I'm Dave.
I'm Rico.
I'm Chev.
And together you are?
Saving Scarlet.
And a lot of people know you from Cambridge 105 Radio's Unsigned Chart, won't they? How long have you been in that now?
About 13 weeks, yeah.
Do you think that you'll make it for the full 20?
I certainly hope so. We're pestering people enough to vote, so.
You've been going up and down from number one, haven't you?
Yeah, we're trying not to annoy too many people with too many posts, so just have to nudge them every once in a while and remind them to vote again.
And how long have you guys been together as a band?
Just under 2 years.
And do you enjoy being a band together? It's good to have a female lead, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think it makes a difference to the way that the band sounds in general?
A little bit. It's all my anger.
I think it does. We can have that heavy music edge, but then the female vocals make it sound a bit lighter and more acceptable.
Get that lighter edge to it, yeah, because the riffs are quite heavy. But yeah, again, like Dave said, with the female vocals, it gives that lighter edge, maybe a bit more radio-friendly as such. It gives it an alternative style of it, you know, rather than just like the metal side or whatever, gives it that little edge.
And we're still quite new into the beginning of 2018, but how many gigs have you done in like this year so far, or in the past year in general for a whole year?
The past year, we've had quite a few gigs, played like Ipswich Music Day. That's a good festival to play. So Pim Jam Festival, we played that. A couple of gigs in Cambridge.
Been all over the place, kind of done the odd gig, but it's our first one this year and hoping for more. We're just waiting for some promoters to get back to us.
Where do you guys see yourselves in the future? Still gigging around Cambridge or wider and bigger?
yeah, I suppose hopefully we hope to go wider, do as much as we can. Touring. It'd be nice, obviously, Cambridge's local to us. Touring definitely is on the list. Obviously, venues like the Portland cater for touring bands, so we'd love to come back here as a tour. That'd be great.
What song would you say when you guys play it, the crowd goes absolutely mental?
I think it speaks for itself. By My Side, I think that's one of our most popular songs.
That's my favourite.
It's 105. Yeah. So it's had the most publicity, I think, so far.
Have you guys been in any previous bands, like any of you, apart from Saving Scarlet?
Too many to count.
And how did they go?
Yeah.
It's like a combination of like several different bands, isn't
it? Yeah, us lads in particular have been in many combinations of different bands and different genres for since we were young teens.
What sort of different genres would you say they played a part in what you're doing now?
Absolutely. New metal to punk pop, indie.
Hardcore stuff, yeah. The hardcore punk, just a mash of what we sound like now is kind of a little influence from each of us mashed together, and that's how it just comes out, I think. Like.
If you had to describe the sound of your music in one word, what would it be?
Amazing.
That's the best answer I've had so far.
Melodic,
loud, amazing. Loud. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a wall of sound, yeah.
And I want you all to name one of your biggest influences each, but you're not allowed to say the same person.
Metallica.
Tonight Alive.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm stuck now. Paramore.
Dave Grohl.
Papa Roach.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Cheers. We've been Saving Scarlet, and this is By My Side.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Loved the female vocals on that, and now we've got For the Hornets, a four-piece band from Ely that infuse a variety of influences from grunge, rock, punk and metal to create an intense, insane sound.
Let's go. I want to see some jumping and dancing. Follow us. We're going to jump and you're going to jump with us. Wake up, time to go, got to control. So slow, moving cross, not aware. Time to crack me for this. Hear the industry, hear the factory, let the place that you go. Oh, woo, go. What? What? That's right. Moving fast, gotta run. I'll give invisible fun. Execute clientele on your path to living hell. This is how my life will be. What on earth is there to gain from this constant daily pain? Have we all just got it? Why are we all here today? Sit around, save all day. Surely gotta be
Rod.
Ads.
I'm Lee.
And together you are?
For the Hornets.
And how would you describe your style of music?
It's kind of like amalgamation of loads of different bands put in a blender and then someone ate the concoction. Any different music you can think of, we'll chuck it in at some point, I'm sure.
And how long have you been together? Where did you guys all meet?
Three of us were in a band before, but we had a bit of a change of style, so we recruited Gabby as our fourth member. We've been together just over a year.
What was the change of style?
We went from sort of surf and retro to more sort of rock and rap.
Okay, rock and rap. So you're going to be rocking and rapping. And how what would you say your influences were for rock and rap together?
For me, it's like that sort of bands like Rage Against the Machine, Korn. We chuck a bin, we chuck in a lot of different styles. So like kind of Marilyn Manson as well, and then I listen to a lot of rap music. So I kind of, that influences the rapping, and then you have some heavy vocals, you have some rocky vocals. So that's what I mean when I say literally it just sort of, it covers all the bases really.
And have any of you been in bands before that were completely different to this?
Yes, I used to play in a jazz band.
A jazz band? And what do you play in the band?
I play drums. You know, they say playing in the jazz band is like with proper musicians, but I'd argue that sometimes. But yes, I used to be in a jazz band, which was really strange. To now end up doing metal and stuff like Slipknot and Rage Against the Machine, which is always interesting.
Do you prefer it?
Yes. Yes. I'm surrounded here, so yes.
That's the right answer.
Who would want to play jazz, actually?
Have you guys played any gigs before this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many were?
Oh, well, we did. We had quite a busy year last year. We've been all over. We've been to London. Where else?
Yeah, we've done about 30 last year, didn't we? Yeah. Everywhere from sort of Ely, Northampton, Norwich, London.
Yeah, it was
Done two in one day in Northampton, didn't we?
Yeah, we did two gigs in a day. Yeah, that was fun. And on the hottest day of the year as well. that was fun, especially considering a band that did the same thing. Their lead singer fainted on stage to the first gig, so they had to pull out the second gig. So we were like, yes, we won that battle. You know, like.
So you guys at home can't see, but in front of me, they're very stylish for today. We've got Pokemon leggings and silver shorts, DCs. We've got braces and we've got piercings and long hair. What do you say your guys' style is? What do you base it on? And we've got two guys dressed pretty normally.
Jack Daniels. Come on now, this is getting a bit ages.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And we've got two guys dressed quite
got
sensibly.
String vest on, I am.
String vest.
Nipple tassels. I suppose really, like, in terms, like, I mean, as the guys have kind of said, like, Rod and Gabby are quite, if you don't mind saying, like, more understated and sort of, like, jeans and T-shirt. And then you have, I mean, at the moment, like I say, Pokemon leggings, I won't be wearing them on stage.
The disappointment is real.
Well, the thing is, I go a bit mental with my outfit. That's the other kind of thing that we chuck in there as well. Like, it kind of, you need to see it, really.
Try and explain it, because they won't be able to see it.
Well, they need to come and see us. Like, you know, like, that's the
thing. Yeah, but for people listening back.
A lot of dresses and things like that, and I kind of swap between gigs as well, so sometimes I will just wear, like, just sort of makeup. Yeah, lots of makeup. Yeah, the makeup changes every gig as well,
like David Bowie.
Literally, like, you know, sometimes I'll just put just normal eyeliner on, and sometimes I'll get, like, some makeup and just splatter it all over my face, like, make it all my face all, you know, like, covered in black paint.
And it certainly was insane. Fourth but not least, Alter the Sky, a five-piece metal rock band from Haverhill.
This next song came straight out of hell and gave me a nosebleed, and believe me, it did. This song's called Suffer in Silence. We'll be right back.
Thank you very, very much.
I'm Matt.
Aaron.
Kev.
Gary.
And together you are...
Old to the Sky.
And how would you describe your sound, guys?
We're a hard rock, kind of riffy band, similar to kind of the Wild Hearts, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, that sort of genre, really.
So do you base like the music that you write and you create off of those bands, do you reckon?
I think we're all kind of, we all have our own influences and bring our own kind of ideas to the table. I think the writing process is very much, you know, everybody's influence is all kind of mixed up, and that's what gives us our sound, really.
So if you all had to pick one influence each and you weren't ever allowed to pick the same one, who would you all pick?
For me, it was the Wild Arts that were one of my favourite bands growing up. So I think quite a lot of that has got in there from my point of view.
For me, I think maybe a more recent band like Black Stone Cherry, something very riffy, guitar driven, really.
For me, it'd be someone like Royal Blood. I just love their sound.
For me, I think it would be Metallica, though I don't think much of that gets through into our music.
How long have you been together as a band, all of you?
That's a good question.
Helen joined this time last year, our singer who's not here now.
Helen's the one we're missing. She's at the train station, isn't she?
Yeah, she's gone to pick a partner up. She joined a year ago. I was a year and a half ago.
I think it's probably 3 years, maybe. Yeah. We've been doing it about 3 years.
Yeah.
And having a female vocalist, do you think that it gives your band more of an edge than others that have got an all-male band member system going on?
I don't think it gives us any kind of advantage. I think it's a different sound, and it's the first band I've been in where we've had a female singer. And I think, in terms of an edge, I don't know, really. To be completely honest, I think it just gives us a different dynamic.
The audience cheer. This is not the overall winners, but the ones leading the audience cheer, potentially having a wild card, are for the Hornets. Going through as the judges' winners tonight are Alter the Sky!
Insanity for winning the under-18s heat. They complete the lineup for next week's under-18s final that also includes Gabby Rivers, Kill Liz and Hungry. The winners of the over-18s were Alter the Sky. And they go through to the grand final on April 27th at Cambridge Junction. We'll have more highlights from the Cambridge Band competition next week. Coming next is EJ Allen with Let the Geek Out, and that's after the latest from the Sky News Centre.